all the students are going to be attending.
The second circuit working session of the board on December 11th, 2018 at 4:18 p.m.
So we gave them some choices on colors, school colors, as well as mascots. The overwhelming choice for the mascot was Chargers, which is a horse that's kind of ridden into battle, which kind of aligns with the Mustangs, which the high school is. The colors they want are navy blue with orange, so I don't think you need to approve that.
That's my
That's water can.
Take it back. Yeah.
But the clips and everything.
But it's an intermediate school, so we've never worried about color.
I appreciate that. Then we don't want
I threw that out there, and they that finished a distant second.
Okay, go for it. I guess we'll have that.
You got to have that in there.
Yeah.
Western horsemen. What are the things? Do you have an article?
Navy blue and red.
Anybody have a problem with that? You got it? Chargers, blue and orange?
And I don't think you need to approve that in the open session.
It's not on the actual.
Yeah, so I think you just
anybody
have to give
a
it the go-ahead in here.
Which colors?
Navy blue and orange.
Yeah.
How go ahead, Ben.
Same as water can.
Could we deer hunt this orange? What orange?
Navy blue is a prevalent color. Yeah. Navy blue and red is the
color. Talking Broncos
color? It's just a little variation.
Did you see the color of the Seahawks uniform the other day?
Oh, boy.
It was fluorescent yellow. If we're talking that shade of orange, I may want to.
Okay. It's not. We're an intermediate, so.
Very bright.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, but that was what the kids wanted, so.
Done.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The board district ring realignment, in my vehicle, we talked about it a little bit. Do you guys want to grant money to move forward with that group, the county, and just find balance? I know the geography was one question that came up. If they'd look closer at that Brady Ward in the car, but it was like the numbers balance, but it seemed like, for example, Craig goes clear down into Bloomington, people don't know him, and they keep it geographically a little better. If they do the numbers, we can check with them.
That would be something that we would just send back to them saying, here's some of the tweaks that we'd like you to make.
I mean, I'm Bloomington. Sorry, you got Bloomington.
I was going to say 30. I got 30.
You got 30.
They live right by me.
I know. We need to cross the
river.
So that's a little loose. I mean, I thought they were going to lose more, but as you can see, my southern thing is just
I know. And they removed like four from you. They only gave me one.
No, they only took two. 26 and 30. But they took those two and moved over 2,000.
Yeah, they're big.
We lost almost as much as
Yeah, but they're all leads in harmony.
Guys, we're talking about the boundary realignment.
Yep, we are.
Is it okay if we ask her to come in to the January meeting? Because that's what she's
done
in the past.
What's their time frame on that?
I think so.
Yeah.
And work with us on that.
Yeah.
And talk about.
We'd love to see. Maybe they could just try.
Instead of long, thin things, trying to make them
a little bit more
compact.
They just have to know before caucus meetings.
Correct.
That's not
until
next year, right?
Actually, that worked out a lot better for me because it makes mine more consolidated. And it kind of lets me kind of wrap the whole East End of the county.
But that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter for us.
No.
Well, the only ones that are up is Becky, who's not changed, and me and Craig.
Yeah.
I also have a letter I've been asked to write for the Ironman World Championships. They're trying to get it here again. Remember, they did that about 3-4 years ago for last year. And they're trying again. They're applying for it for 2021. Basically, it would be in September. And so they had asked us before if we would not hold school on that Friday, and we have said, yeah, if they got it and they could let us know by a certain date, we could just make sure that's professional development day and we didn't have school on that Friday. But they want me to write a letter or sign a letter of support from the school district that we support this endeavor in our community. Does anybody have a problem with me signing a letter of support?
No. I don't.
I don't.
I don't. It's fine.
Okay.
Boy, this seems like it's way beyond the realm of our stewardship.
Well, no. They're just, they to get it, they want a lot of the government entities around to say, yes, we support this.
We don't not support it.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I needed. So I'll send that letter out.
I supported it really well. I volunteered at 3 o'clock in the morning at the swim thing.
Lights letter?
We haven't watched those poor people freeze to death. And if they do it in September, I'll support it even more.
Give us any input. We've narrowed it down.
I'm not kidding. Those guys come out of there. They were frozen.
But just look that over when you have time. You don't have time now. The other thing is, the boardroom is filling up. I don't know if you've seen it going.
Oh, yeah.
We've counseled them, asked them to just limit it to a person or two that would speak. We told them it would be later in the meeting, but they're there. So don't be surprised when you go in there. It sounds like
do they all understand to fill out cards?
This is what the letter was.
Healthy Dixie.
Hey, she heard us.
Healthy Dixie, Rex. Is Rex in the other room? We are supposed to find an elementary that they can work with, provide some. We tried with Sandstone. It didn't work. But they were promised that we would be working on another school. Superintendent, that's really not your stewardship of crisis. Healthy Dixie was promised that Sandstone wasn't going to work, but we would work to find them another elementary to work with.
And I don't know why that's so happening. We discussed it, but I don't know
if anyone's going to work.
Should do Water Canyon.
This is different online.
Guys, tell USBA, you guys, we're on the home stretch.
I talked to you guys a little bit about what the last thing came out of it. I'm actually going to a meeting this weekend, and I'll have. There wasn't a whole lot more that came out of it.
Laura, Mass Reports.
Woohoo!
Did everybody
we did
get
it.
Their stuff in?
Yeah, I hope so.
Way to go, everybody.
Get in over.
Do you have anything with Dixie ATC, Dixie Tech? You got anything you want to say?
No, I missed their board meeting, so I'm in trouble on that one. But they have they've got a graduation for the medical students, I think it's on Thursday.
Oh, very cool.
Like the, you're talking about the RN.
The foundation.
CNA.
Yeah, the CNA party, and I missed it, so I can't tell you how it went. Five County. Jerry. Okay, on the committee, Becky.
We just recently met, and we're still working through things.
Okay. Okay, on the consent agenda, does anybody have any challenges or problems on the consent agenda?
Yes. The one thing is the change on the minutes, on the not the minutes, but the
hold on a second. Craig? Yeah. And Becky, listen, will you please?
Member Blake presented a motion to go out of closed session at 6 p.m. Member Cox seconded the motion that passed unanimously. We did not have that on that consent agenda. The minutes.
We were missing the first closed session.
We couldn't recall. We couldn't get off the recording.
I remember.
But I believe we got it right.
It was.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Perfect.
It showed empty there. We got it.
You guys were great on that.
Thanks.
It.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. Anything on the consent agenda? Anybody got any problems? Okay. Board action items were okay. Everything else? Okay. I want everybody to be on your best behavior today, all right? I expect everybody to kind of just
smile.
You know, a good little smile.
Why are you looking at Kelly while you say that?
6:30, we're scheduled to eat at the Dixie Center. If for some reason we get out a little early, you can go change whatever, but at 6:30 is when we're scheduled to eat and go right to the Dixie Center.
Down there. Does anybody else have anything before we adjourn? We're not going to have a second meeting this month, just so you know.
December 24th?
I'm sure we'll
all be in Oklahoma.
And just so everybody's aware, it's after the board meeting, next board meeting's on the 8th, and on the 10th is USBA.
Right.
So I've got rooms there.
The 10th?
Booked
you
at
better
America.
Check. I think it's the first weekend.
No, it's the 10th.
No. Just talk.
No, they send it. No. They send us the thing. We filled it out and sent it back, and it said the 10th.
Yeah. Unless you changed it.
And if you changed it and didn't tell us.
Then we're in trouble.
And they booked our rooms in the block of rooms for NSBA.
Okay. So in USBA. The tower, right?
Yes.
And I've got to go back and
you
look at my schedule.
Me, right?
So.
I did, but I can cancel it up until 2 days before.
Cancel it.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, everybody, thank you. Thanks for your good work today.